صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
Are there three paths? Because there are three groups mentioned, does it mean that there are three possible paths that I am taking? And the answer is that these three groups do not actually imply three paths. There is only one path. There's only one path that is leading to Allah, and the other two groups are not on that path. They are those who qualify as being off the path, not that they are on another path. If we look at this verse over here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَسْتَحِبُّونَ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا عَلَى الْآخِرَةِ, those who prefer the life of this world to the hereafter, وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and bar others from the way of Allah, وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجَةً, and seek to make it crooked. You can see that this idea of making the path crooked is implying that there is one path. And it's not that they have gone on to a different path. It is that they are trying to make that same path crooked. And they're trying to divert people off that path rather than them creating a new path or Allah having created multiple paths and them choosing the wrong one. Rather, there is one path and they are trying to make it crooked. أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ضَلَالٍ بَعِيدٍ. They are the ones who are in extreme error. So there's only one path. The other two are actually off the path. If we go to the same verse that we are discussing, we can actually detect this from the verse itself. If we look carefully, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, the path of those whom you have favored. When we look at this word غَيْرِ, it requires a bit of Arabic background, but it's not too complicated. When we look at غَيْرِ, this غَيْرِ could be describing one of two things. It could be describing the sirat, or it could be describing الَّذِينَ, the ones who, where it says the path of those. Is this غَيْرِ describing the sirat, or is it describing the الَّذِينَ? If we have a bit of knowledge in Arabic grammar, we know that if غَيْرِ was to be describing the sirat, then it would necessarily have a fatha on the end to match that fatha on the sirat. And so if these were two other paths, then this غَيْرِ would have a fatha and it would be describing the sirat. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those whom you have favored. غير المغضوب would mean not the path of those who have incurred your wrath, ولا الضالين, nor of those who are astray. But you see, the translation is not describing the path. The غَيْرِ is actually describing الَّذِينَ. You don't see in the translation, not of those, or not the path of those. You see, not those who have incurred the wrath. So what we are trying to say is that this sirat is belonging or associated with الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ, those whom you have favored, and this غَيْرِ is now negating these two attributes from those people, not from the path. It is not suggesting that there are two other paths that they have not traversed. No, it is saying the people whom Allah has favored, they are not the ones who have incurred the wrath of Allah, and they are not the ones who have gone astray. And so this verse itself clarifies for us that there is only one path. There are no three paths there, but these two groups who are not traversing the path have just fallen off the path and have deviated away from it. Then, if we remember what the path actually was, when we said it was dinan qiyaman, it was the established religion of Allah. When we read the Quran, we see inna dina indallahi al-islam. Indeed, the religion with Allah is Islam. And so it would not make sense for there to be other paths, because Allah has not destined us to take other religions at the same time. from the time of Prophet Adam to the time of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and by extension through the Imams till our time, there is only one religion that Allah is calling us to. And if there is only one religion that Allah is calling us to, then necessarily if the religion is the manifestation of the path, there can only be one path. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَبْتَغِي غَيْرَ الْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا فَلَنْ يُقْبَلَ مِنْهُ. Should anyone follow a religion other than Islam, it shall never be accepted from him. So these are the proofs from the Quran itself, as well as some intellectual reasons as to why there cannot be three paths. There is only that one path, the one sirat that Allah has created.